friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy over there is Andy Baskin.
Mm-hmm.
My buddy behind the glass is going to lead us in NFL rapid fire, and he would be Dan Menigan.
Dan, the man.
Hit it, Dano.
Let's begin, gentlemen, with what took place on the doubleheader of Monday Night Football. We'll go in the late game because I think what's being overshadowed in the Raiders Chargers game is the fact that Tom Brady in the booth with a headset on during that game.
Yeah.
Wearing a suit while everybody else was wearing like sweatsuits.
Which got people
I thought that was weird.
A little hot in the biscuit.
Why?
Well, because the guy is now sitting inside of production meetings and he's having exclusive conversations with coaches and that stuff while also being a part owner because they laxed all of his Fox rules.
Not all of them, did they?
A good chunk of them.
Slippery slope.
So, like, for example, on things that people are keeping an eye on, he broadcast the Bears game this week, the week after Raiders play the Bears.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Andy Baskin, I ask you, because you guys have experience with some level of production meetings. Shenanigans? Like, do you look at this and go, okay, there's something going on here that's probably a little not right?
Or are we just blowing this out of proportion? He should not be allowed in those production meetings because that's where the best stuff comes from the announcers, because you get this, like, half hour with a coach or assistant coaches and players, and you really get a chance to kind of ask questions that sometimes are you know, hardline questions, sometimes are soft questions, sometimes are personality-based questions and all those things. And I know just from even just doing the Browns how important those were in doing pregame.
They're helpful.
The preseason. They're really, really helpful. They're helpful. And it makes the broadcast easier because you kind of feel you have a connection to the game that you wouldn't from our point of view, but we didn't play the game. So I don't think it's right that he's in those pre-production meetings. In fact, if I was his teammate, what's the play-by-play guy that he does with
Burkhart, right?
Burkhart, yeah.
Kevin Burkhart.
If I'm Kevin, I wouldn't want him in the room. I'll be honest with you. I wouldn't want him in the room during those meetings. Because they're not going to say anything. They're not going to give Kevin anything. They're not going to give the producer anything. They're not going to give the director anything if he's in the room. Because why would you? I wouldn't. There's no way. I wouldn't say a word. In fact, I'd be super tight-lipped about anything. So the information we get during the games, probably significantly less when he calls them. It's all based on his knowledge and not direct knowledge of the team.
I second everything Andy just said.
There you go.
Not much more to say about that one.
Thank you.
I always appreciate it when the other person goes, ditto.
Ditto.
Yep.
Ditto.
It was strange seeing Brady sitting up there.
It was weird. Like, well, he was wearing a suit.
Weren't you calling a game yesterday? Yeah.
Ohio State guy. AB. Yeah. Always been a fan.
Yeah.
Are you worried about CJ Stroud at all?
No, not really.
Okay. There's some discord going on right now about CJ Stroud.
Yeah, and their offensive line isn't really doing the best of jobs, despite Nick Chubb busting a 25-yard touchdown run.
I like CJ Stroud. I don't know that I love CJ Stroud. Does that make sense to you?
No, that's fine.
He speaks highly of you.
Yeah, I liked him. I appreciated his time at Ohio State. I appreciate him in the NFL, except for when he's playing against the Browns. I don't know.
He hasn't taken that next step yet in his NFL career.
I'm not.
It's still early. I'll take him over anybody we have.
Sorry. This is what, his third season, right? Yes.
I'm going to keep dropping that line
until
I can't say it anymore.
The only time we could really have this conversation, actually, this might be the place to do it. Jeff, the Browns quarterback room or Spencer Rattler? Like, that's where we are. So we could just throw
right
that
now,
one
in the
tank. Right
now, we'll take Spencer Rattler.
Would you really?
The guy's played okay for the Saints. He's been okay.
I think we could drop the I'd take him over anybody in the Browns quarterback.
I'm enjoying it too much.
Okay. Fine. Let's take a look at the 0-2 teams in the league. Is Andy rattled off?
Yes.
Yeah.
With the 0-2 teams, which of these teams should be concerned? And let's start with the one Browns. That everybody has.
Browns.
You know what? I'm done.
Don't be done.
Don't be a baby. Come on.
I'm done.
Wasn't me.
Oh, I was just kidding. Done.
Turn off his mic and let's go. You and me. So
you two can do the segment
Turn
together.
Off his mic.
A whole big intro for the Kansas City Chiefs, and I get some horse's rear. I go, Brock. Brock. There's not even an edited S on the end. It's just brow.
Hey, friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.
Go back.
Back to your regular schedule music.
If you're Kansas City Chiefs, you're 0-2 to begin this season. You dropped one of the games in Brazil. The second one was against the Super Bowl champions of last season. How worried are you if you're a Chiefs fan of your team not sniffing the playoffs?
Not that worried. The Chargers, I think, are pretty good. And we know the Eagles are pretty good. They're 0-2. What do you think? Chiefs win 11 games? 12 games?
If I'm Kansas City, I'm not worried. They'll bounce back.
I think they make the playoffs, and then we'll see. One thing, Travis Kelce has made a couple of mistakes in each game that he's beating himself up over.
Yeah.
Knocked out Xavier Worthy's shoulder, and then this last game. It didn't look like the pass was intended for him. It looked like it was deflected, and all of a sudden this pass was on him, and it hit him in the hands, but he wasn't expecting it, and then it popped up and, you know, interception when it should have been a touchdown. I don't think he's done, and I don't think he's old before his time. I think he's still got a lot of good football in him, but he's beating himself up right now.
They have the Giants this week. That is the elixir that they need, so they'll be 1-2.
Russell Wilson had 700 yards passing last week.
They are playing the Giants this week. This is the elixir they need.
Houston Texans looking 0-2 as well. Are you concerned?
Yes. Yeah, if I'm the Houston Texans, I'm a little concerned.
I would be too.
C.J. Stroud's not playing great. Their offensive line has not been incredible. Nick Chubb, other than one run last night, did not look like Nick Chubb. And that's probably a lot on the offensive line. And Joe Mixon is in the silent zone with Emmanuel Clase and Luis Ortiz for very, very different reasons. You're not hearing anything about Joe Mixon. And he might miss the entire season because he picked up some kind of a foot injury while working out on his own that nobody wants to tell anybody about. Something going on there.
If you really want to be concerned, let's see what happens against Jacksonville. We need Jacksonville to start losing some games.
Let's go
on at this point. We'll keep an eye. It's getting a little weird in Jacksonville, too, if you watch any of that Liam Cohen presser where he was talking about, you know, they asked him about Brian
yelling
Thomas.
At Thor, and Thor's yelling back at... All right. Liam Cohen.
Well, at every juncture inside of Rapid Fire this year, as long as he has a job, we will do a Mike McDaniel check-in. Because it's getting weird down in Miami. And so this week at the post-game press conference, this was said by Mike McDaniel.
To win games, you have to win the game, not lose the game. That is how you lose the game. You're moving the ball down the field. You're first and 10, and then you find yourself at second and 20.
What was in his water bottle?
When water is wet, water is water, so therefore it's wet. Right? Something like that. His last game could be Cleveland, or maybe we won't even see him against Cleveland.
Browns receivers coach, you know?
Yeah, they've got Buffalo this week. That's not going to help him. The Jets. Well, that could be his last game.
It's getting weird.
It could be his last game.
It's getting real weird down there. Things to keep an eye on for darn sure of what's happening down in Miami right now as they are 0-2, and that's not looking any better. So let's go the other direction on the positive.
Oh, we're doing positive now? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, go.
Jeff?
Yeah?
I don't have victory lap music anymore thanks to rulings and all that stuff, but here's your victory lap. Do you want your victory lap for Daniel Jones, or is the jury still out?
I'll take one.
I think the jury's still out personally.
I do too, except for one thing. the guy can play quarterback in the NFL. Can he play great quarterback in the NFL? Eh, that's still to be determined. But the guy can play. And if I think, Andy, it's like most quarterbacks. If you put a, I mean, because there are only 32 of these guys,
right,
who are starting in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
If you include guys who are injured, might be 40 this week. But anyhow, there, it's a small sample size. If you're in the NFL and they surround you with a good offensive line and some good skill position players, most quarterbacks can succeed. At least look competent.
Yes.
And Daniel Jones is looking more than competent.
Wait a minute, what does that say about the Browns? I'm thinking about what I just said yes to.
Well, the Browns haven't surrounded their quarterback with good skill position players nor a good offensive line right now. So there.
Need a buzzer every time you bring up the Browns in rapid fire.
Browns. Andy goes there. Makes you mad. Hey, there's a buzzer.
Put it in a penalty box.
Dan asks and he gets his buzzer. How about that? And that's NFL Rapid Fire, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.